Onondaga County's yellow zone has expanded, and parts of it have transitioned to an orange zone as coronavirus cases continue to rise. Most of the city of Syracuse, in addition to parts of DeWitt, Lincourt, and Solvay, are in the designated orange zone. Orange zone rules go into effect Wednesday, and it includes the closure of high-risk, non-essential businesses such as salons and gyms. But Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says those places haven't been sources of significant spread.
And so I asked the governor's team to reconsider whether or not those businesses should be considered in the orange zone for closure. I think that that's worth exploring. We've been at this for a long time. We have a much better sense now than we did at the beginning of what does contribute to spread and what doesn't.
Additionally, dining is limited to 4 people per table and outdoor only, and schools must go remote for at least 4 days. While schools have not proven to be a result of an increased spread in the virus, gatherings have. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said Halloween gatherings are what kickstarted the second wave of COVID-19 in central New York. He's hoping the community has learned its lesson and will modify behavior to preserve the local healthcare infrastructure.
It's about making sure that our sick in the community, not just COVID-19 patients, can get into the hospital and get the care they need, the car accident, the heart attack. We're at a point with hospital numbers where we never got to the point where some of our peers throughout New York State in the first wave. We don't want to get there in the second wave.
107 people were in the hospital due to the virus as of Monday, with 19 of them in critical condition. McMahon and Walsh both are calling on the community to modify their holiday gatherings so there won't be a further surge. Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta echoed their point. She says she is limiting her own gathering.
I'm a cook, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter-in-law, and it's just very hard. I get it. But I want them to be good next year.
Gupta says the only protection from the virus until there is a vaccine is ourselves. She reminds everyone to wear a mask, wash your hands, and gather in a safe way over the holiday. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.